Crime Prevention Officer Glenn Gibson joins me right now as he gives his microphone a little bit of a tap there. Good morning, Glenn.
G'day, Shawnee. Good morning, everyone.
How's it going, mate?
Oh, it's great to be upright, isn't it?
Hey, I need to apologise to you because I left you hanging out the front of the building there for a couple of minutes in the cold. She's pretty fresh.
Yeah, I could have given a weather forecast when I came in. It's definitely close to zero.
I want to apologise for that, mate.
No, that's fine.
Before we talk about Inner Tick, I'm looking forward to learning a bit more about this, the Operation Safe Plate. Crime figures, the stats have come out recently. Can I ask how often these get released and are they heading in the right direction, the figures?
Yeah, they get released quarterly by the Crime Stats Agency, and it's great that we've turned around a bit of an upward trend over the last few quarters, and we've actually reduced by about just over 5%, which is quite pleasing. And in particular, that I thought found pleasing was the biggest drop was in assaults. That's dropped about 6.5%. So that's about 300 incidents overall, and we're pleased with that. It's reversing the trend, but I think the community can congratulate themselves, and also police working hard. And really, we should feel empowered. Look, we can make a difference. We don't have to accept crime. If you see something, you can say something, and we can take some action. And hopefully, we can keep seeing some improvements into the future.
Into the future, absolutely. Keep that trend going. You said that police are working hard. No doubts there. But is it also the fact that more people are speaking up and getting involved with Crime Stoppers and the app, that sort of thing?
Yep. The information, the quality of the information is improving. And I think that's through Crime Stoppers and also direct to the police. So, as I said, empowerment's the key. Don't feel like you're helpless. If you see something, you can make a difference. And also you can improve, you can look at your crime prevention strategies around your house and your home and your workplace, and you can actually protect yourself from crime as well. So let's hopefully we can keep working on it. And next quarter, we're talking about another improvement.
There's a day coming up, Maroopna Police and Neighbourhood Watch. I've got the flyer here in front of me. It's about securing number plates. Is vehicle number plate theft, is that real common? I've never had it happen to me, but I know people.
It's the most common thing stolen from a car is the number plates, Shawnee. So in last 2017 alone, there was only 11,000 cars had their plates stolen across Victoria. And really, it's about criminals disguising their car to do other offences. So your plates will be put on a car and they'll be used in a petrol drive-off or a tollway theft in Melbourne. It's very common, or something more sinister. But really, there are simple steps you can take to protect your number plates. And that's what we're talking about with Operation Safe Plate.
Yeah, what's this?
Yeah, the simple security screws, one-way screws, where you put them in with a normal manner, but you can't get them out. You need a tool or something simple. It's a tool or
a special tool.
A special tool
that other
to get
people
them removed.
Aren't gonna have, yeah.
Yeah, it's something a crook's not going to walk around the street with. So
yeah.
It's about slowing them down and reducing that risk. So it's very simple way to protect your number plates. And Operation Safe Plate in the weekend, they've got Neighbourhood Watch out there at Maroopna.
Yep.
Behind the Woolworths car park between 10 and 1, and they'll be doing that for a gold coin donation.
That's so good.
Supplying the screws, fitting the screws, saying good day to the community as well, of course.
Of course.
And it's a great way to get that little job done and protect your car from theft of plates.
Yep.
I think just to quickly mention too, Shawnee, we will have the bike engraver out there if you want to engrave IDs onto your bikes, your kids' bikes, etc. So it's a great opportunity to get a couple of those little crime prevention jobs done.
Yep, all for a nice little gold coin donation. So that's happening at the Woolworths Maroopna Rear Car Park this Saturday, the 23rd of June. Gold coin donation. Head down there and get your plates locked in so no one can knock them off. And the great thing about the push bikes as well, a buddy of mine in Maroopna, Roy, if you're listening, he had his bike stolen there the other week and I don't think he had his engraved. So head along there. That's this Saturday, the 23rd of June.
Yep, and I was just out the back at the station just the other day, and there's about 15 bikes that have been recovered that were stolen, and we can't find the owners because putting your license number on those bikes will assist police getting them back to you if they do get stolen.
Someone at the iWatch page, Glenn, has done a post here about a BA Falcon that's quite distinctive. That's a petrol drive-off in Numurkah. Why is it distinctive? What is it about this car?
It's one of those cases. Look, the footage itself isn't that great, is it? It's a bit blurry, but the thing about this one is we can identify the car, I believe. It's the pool of cars has been decreased because the rear quarter panel on the passenger side.
Ah, yes, I can see it now.
Has a different colour. So I think if you know that car, or you'll know the person that actually owns that car. So we'd love to have a chat to him about his behaviour, filling up his car and just disappearing.
Doing a drive off there. Silver.
Up in Numurkah.
Yep.
So,
So
have a look at the iWatch page. If you do know that car, I think if you know that person, you'll know that car. Just let us know through Crime Stoppers or direct to Newmarket Police, or Cobram Police, I think it is, and we'll have a chat to that person.
It's a silver or grey BA Ford Falcon, and you can see it now. Head to the iWatch page, iWatch Greater Shepparton Police Service Area. Give that a search, and you can see it here, that back left quarter panel, completely different colour, and so is the fuel cap cover as well. Check out that page, get involved with Crime Stoppers, download the app, and speak up. Been talking to Crime Prevention Officer Glenn Gibson, Crime Watch on a Wednesday morning here in Triple M. Glenn, we'll chat soon.
Always a pleasure, Shawnee.